first rank in Christ. If you're like me, February means the height of the winter blues. It's that time of year when it's easy for us to realize that we're human beings made of flesh and blood, that we experience aches and pains, sorrows and sadnesses, doubts and despair, grief at the death of a loved one, concern over finances, guilt at being too busy for a wife and family, times of loneliness and depression as single students. All have been and are a real part of life within our seminary community. What I'm saying is this: there are those times when we feel, in the words of our lesson this morning, desolate, deserted, and distressed. Yet in the midst of all this, the Lord says to us to burst into song and to rejoice. Why? Because he sees us in our times of depression and despair. And he tells us to lift up our eyes, to look in the mirror, to see ourselves for who we really are. We are God's bride. Isaiah writes, "For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth." Yes, in the midst of our depression and despair, the Lord looks at each of us and says, "I love you. I love you so much that I consider you to be my close relative. And as my close relative, I will be your Goel, your Redeemer. I will rescue you from all that oppresses you and bring you to myself." The beauty of it all is that God has indeed been our Redeemer. He has been our Goel. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to work that redemption. And this Jesus did by living the life we can and by dying the death we deserve. This he did by suffering the agonies of the cross in our place and by bursting death's strong bands on Easter morning for us. God has indeed been our Redeemer. He has indeed rescued us and brought us to himself to be his bride. He is our husband. Yet the truth of this intimate relationship with God is not left in doubt. It's not some figment of our imagination, some nice idea for us to ponder how real or truthful it is. For God himself compares his promise to be our husband to his promise to Noah. And just as God gave Noah the sign of the rainbow as proof positive of his covenant, so God has given us signs as proof positive of his covenant to us. And these signs are the blessed sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper. For there in the water and the word we hear God saying to each and every one of us, "I called you by name, you are mine." There in the body and blood, in with and under the bread and wine, we hear those precious words, "Given and shed for you." There's no doubt about it. God's promise is sure. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my covenant love for you will not be shaken. No matter